Trevor, what I promised we would do today is a discussion of the sugya of gelatin, and we began with Simon Hey Zion Sif Zion, right? And Simon Hey Zion Sif Zion. So we saw the status of Sholol and Sholya, right? We said that the Gemara teaches me that a fetus is a din of a gedi, a Sholya isn't. Then we also spoke about the Or-Gidim, Atzomes, etc., which is Pater, B'chein Ha'Eichlam Pater, right? That you're Pater on the Or and the Atzomos, etc. That's the Halacha. The Prima Gedim noted that the word Rakim appears at the end of the sif. The word rakim modifies the horns and the hooves of the animal. Does it go back to the atzamos as well? That was a question the Prima Gadim. If it goes back to the atzamos, so what that would mean is that when Shulchan Aruch says that there's a ptur on atzamos, when we say that the bones that are cooked with chalav is pater, dahainu, it's asur midrabanan, that might only mean soft bones, but maybe hard bones are in gans and mutter. And we also discussed how this issue relates to lahalon simin sadites, whether the atzamos of the iser are mitztaref to the heter on that, and do we distinguish between atzamos rakos and atzamos yevashos. That was the way we presented it. So one of the svaras to be matir gelatin, right? Remember, gelatin is as follows. You have bones of, let's say, chazer. Gentlemen, is chazer kosher?
No.
Good. Okay, that's the first test. Chazer is non-kosher. So if I have bones of chazer, and I take those bones and I grind them up, and I mix it with phosphorus and some other stuff, and it becomes a powder. And then what I do is I get the gelatinous substance out of it, and that substance is used to be maimed other stuff. It's used to like add texture, etc., to other things. We spoke about how it's used in ice cream and in gummy bears, like a 9 million things. So is gelatin kosher or not? So it's a machlokas ha'acharonim. It's a machlokas in the tshuva svarim that will develop. But one of the big svaris lahakel is that it is atzamos that are dried, and dried atzamos are categorically mutter. The only iser in the Shulchan Aruch is on atzamos rakos. Only atzamos rakos have a din that it's aser midrabanan. That is one way of skinning this cat. But life is not. You have a question already?
Yes, just a really quick clarification. You
barely said not anything. Yeah.
You said dry. You can trust me dry with rock soft, and even before it's
So,
dry, it's hard. It's
atzamos kashais mean that they are hard bones. In the gelatinous in the process of making gelatin, apparently they even harden the hard, right? They take the bones, which were hard to begin with, and they dry them to make it into powder, and they mix it with phosphorus, etc. It becomes even drier than it was beforehand. That is part of the process. The bones are dry to begin with. Now, one could argue. Let's just hold this. Maybe I'll come back to it. I don't want to go too far afield. This din that bones do not create basar b'chalav, that it's only asar midrabanan. The din really comes from Maimonides, who is the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Machos Haseres Halacha Yudches. If you just follow along, it's mamash the same lashon as the Mechaber by us. Etc. Etc. ve'im mitztarpin in habasar lekizayis. Right, so the Rambam is not talking about the din basar b'chalav here. The Rambam is talking about bones of a nevela, and the Rambam writes that bones of a nevela are not asur min hatayra mipnei she'ein elu ru'uyim la'achila, because it's not ra'ei la'achila, as I state in Rambam. Right, remember, our gelatin is made from chazer bones, right? The Rambam says the chazer bones are asur mitzrabonon because it's not ra'ei la'achila. We noted that Reb Chaim Eizer's make on gelatin, Hagon Reb Aaron Cutler is machmir on gelatin. Reb Aaron's cheshbin to be machmir on gelatin, just to say it in a nutshell, and we'll develop a little bit more, is the Rambam says that the reason why the bones are asur midrabanan is because it's not ra'ay la'achila. Consequently, if I have bones which are ra'ay la'achila, or if I make my bones ra'ay la'achila, right, what happens? I take gelatin, right? Effectively, right now, it's ra'ay la'achila, right? It went through a stage when it wasn't. Right, it went through a stage where it's mamish hard, right? But it ends up being ra'ei la'achila. So at one point in time, it's not ra'ei la'achila, and at that point in time, the Rambam says it's pater because it's not ra'ei la'achila. But when it becomes ra'ei la'achila, it's mamish going to be aser. That's the simple thumbnail sketch of Rabbi Aaron. Because his lashon is, the lashon of the Rambam is, mipnei she'ein elu re'uyim la'achila. Yes, sir, Mr. Weiss.
So the fact that you made the bones very, very small and mix them into something else that's ra'ei la'achila, make the bones themselves ra'ei la'achila.
So the gelatin itself, which comes out of the bones, is like this jelly-like substance. That's ha'achila is ra'ei la'achila. And that substance is mixed with, it's mixed with other stuff. But the substance itself is ra'ei la'achila as well. So the bones themselves become ra'ei la'achila al yaday this entire complex process.
I don't know if
if you're asking me mitzias of what gelatin tastes like
I'm saying, but like, if you put sand in your brownies, does that make the sand ra'ei la'achila?
No. Sand that's mixed into food is not ra'ei la'achila, but the gelatin itself is ra'ei, and then it's not such a usable thing, so they mix it with other stuff and adds texture, but the gelatin itself is ra'ei, apparently. Yes. If the answer would be no, I don't have a share to give today. Right? So the assumption is that the answer is yes. Right? So the Rambam is telling me that it is not ro'oi la'achila, and that's why it's mutter, says Rav Aaron. If it is ro'oi la'achila, it becomes aser. The problem is that the Rambam in Perek Vav of Ma'achalais Asurais, the Rambam and the Tzofnas Paneach, the rugged shover, is already bothered by the stira. He was like the only person in the back of the Franco Rambam was bothered by the stira. And the Franco does not quote the Tshuva Mishnas Reb Aaron for some reason. So the Rav Shem is bothered by his student. The Rambam in Perek Vav speaks about other things that are mentioned in this context. For example, Gidim, Atzamai, stuff like that. And the Lashon of the Rambam over there is that it's not Bichlal Basar. It's not meat. Meaning that this stuff, which I say is osur, midrabanan, at least, min hatayra it's mutter, midrabanan it's osur. What's the pshat in that? The Rambam Parak Dawid says that it's because it's not ra'ei la'achila. In Parak Vav, the Rambam says that it's because it's not basar. So that's the stira. And says Rabbi Aaron Kotler, this issue basically can be defined based on a chakira. They would call this the classical telzer chakira. Telzer is asking a question whether X is a siba or is it a simen. That's like the famous telzer lashon of chakiras. Meaning to say, when I have these two principles, ein arei l'achila, and it's not basar, which one is the real governing principle? Do I say that ein arei l'achila is a simen, that it is not basar, but the real reason why it's mutter is because the atzamais are not basar? Or do I say that the real reason it's mutter is because it's not arei l'achila? And when we say that the atzamais are not basar, that's kind of a nachas, right? We'll have to define what this means in a few minutes. But how do I put these things together? What's the real reason? Let's go a step back or forward. The pasuk of Mibesarim Lo Tolchelu is understood in the Torah's Kohanim, in the Medrash Halacha, that basar v'lo or va'atzamais, blah, blah, blah. Right? So it's exeris hakasav, basar. That sounds like the Rambam and Perek Vav. So how can the Rambam and Perek Daled say his din, that it's not ra'ei la'achila? So Rav Aaron Cutler, this is in the Chuvus Mishnas Rav Aaron. I bought this. You know, there used to be a guy who came and would sell Sfarim outside sometimes. Right? Remember this? Any of you like from your time? So I bought this set, Chuvus Mishnas Rav, for $2. Good deal. $2, $2. And I spent $1 a volume. I tried to bargain him down, but he didn't have it. But the point is, in the Chuvus Mishnas Rav Aaron and Simon Yud Zayin, so he begins by saying, I have a chakira. Is in a rei l'achila a siva or is it a simen? If it's a simen, what that means is that the real din in the Torah is that basar is asar. The word basar could be a very broadly defined term. Basar, for example, by Avram and Hachai, right? Basar means including the atzamais. The atzamais of an Avram and Hachai has been saved for this year. By Gid Hanasha, right? The Torah says the basar of the behema, right? Gid is included in the behema. Again, there's a special pasuk that Gid is basar, but Gid should have been included in the din of behema. Basar could be broadly defined. However, we narrow the definition of basar to not include the or and the gidim and the atzamais, because since these things are not ra'i la'achila, so therefore I define basar more narrowly. That's the lumdus of simen, right? The eino ra'i la'achila is a simen that it's not included in the basar hakasav b'kra. The alternative way of looking at this is that the real reason why it's asur is because it's einai ra'ei la'achila. Or the real reason why, I should say, it's not asur min hatayra is that it's einai ra'ei la'achila. When I have the word basar that teaches me that all these things are mutter, that it's basar, not X, Y, and Z, what I could say is, yeah, not X, Y, and Z because these things are not ra'ei la'achila, but ultimately the real heter is because it's not ra'ei la'achila. The nafgamina between these two possibilities of siba or simen is whether gelatin is mutter. Because gelatin at this point is ra'ei la'achila, but it was not ra'ei la'achila at some point in time. So the or, the atzamais are going to be mutter min hatayra because they're not ra'ei la'achila. If ra'ei la'achila is the siba, so then once it becomes ra'ei la'achila, it's mamish going to be usher. But if ra'ei la'achila is just a simen, then it's not included b'chlal basar, So then, even if it becomes Ra'il Achila later on, it still is mutter. Right? Simin means that the real din HaTorah is that, is it basar, is it not basar? Once something is not basar, end of conversation. On the other hand, if the real halacha is based on Ra'ila Achila, so then I can make a strong case that once it becomes Ra'ila Achila, it's going to be usher afterwards. That's Rib Aaron's Chakira. Pause, hold it. Right? He says that the whole machlokus about gelatin is about this issue. It's mamish hysterical. Not hysterical. I find this stuff funny. Rib Aaron presents his whole tshuva. He never once quotes Rib Chaim Leizer. Right? He quotes other people. He doesn't quote Rib Chaim Leizer. I think, I don't know. I'm not sure. Rib Aaron Cutler does not quote Rib Chaim Leizer. Now, this question, whether it's a sibah or a simen, is probably relevant for another halacha, just very quickly. In terms of cheese making, so the way you can make cheese is that you could put milk and mix the milk with what we call the or kevas, the or hakeva. The or hakeva means the skin of the animal. The skin of the animal in the stomach has rennet. It's an enzyme that makes milk become cheese. Another way of making milk become cheese is that you don't take the skin itself, but you take some of the milk or the cheese that was in the stomach already, and you throw that into the milk, and it becomes cheese again. Right? There are two ways of making cheese. The or itself, the skin itself, or the cheese stuff itself, which is in the stomach. Again, it has a high concentration of rennet. Therefore, it can make other stuff become cheese. Okay? That's the basic two ways of making cheese. Shulchan Aruch writes, the Rama tells me, that Ar HaKeva, if I have the skin, if it's molchenoso, umiyavshenoso, v'nasa ke'etz, and then you fill it up with cholov, it's mutter. Once it's misyabesh, ke'etz ba'alma, there's no lachuchas basar, it's all heter gama. Right? The Rama writes, that if I have an or that I dry up to the extent that, like the pasuk in Eicha says, Yavesh Hayaketz, right? The pasuk in Eicha says, Mamash dry like wood. So if it's dry to that extent, it's going to be mutter. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Shach writes, Hu Hadin B'nei Me'ayim. B'nei Me'ayim is like the innards of an animal. That's basar. Shach writes, B'nei Me'ayim, which is Yavesh Ke'etz, is also Mutter. Prima Gadim, right? Shach is Oslamid Gimel. Prima Gadim, on that Shach, Islamid Gimel. Prima Gadim writes, no, Basar Yavesh Ke'etz is going to be Asar. This is Machlokes. Is Basar Yavesh Ke'etz Asar or Mutter? This Machlokes between the Shach and the Prima Gadim, L'cha Ora, are the two Tzadim in Reb Aaron Cutler's Shuvah. Meaning to say, if the reason why, let's say, atzamais is mutter, is because it's not ra'oi la'achila, if that's the real reason, that the siba of it, so then one could argue that anything which is not ra'oi la'achila is going to be heter gamar. But if I say that atzamais are mutter because it's effectively a simen, then it's not basar. That might mean that if I have something which is mamish basar, so the fact that I am miyabesh it legamre might not help. Right? The Shach holds that basar that is nisyabesh ad shehu ke'etz, if it's mamish dry like wood, so the Shach says that it's mutter. Right? If I hold that the yavesh vart is a vart only within stuff that is not really basar, because the atzamis is not mamish basar, so then I have no svara I have no reason to say that if something is mamish basar, I could be meka on it just because it became yavesh. So effectively, again, nothing I say is airtight. It's not absolutely mukhrach. But what I have is Rav Aaron Cutler's Chakira. What's the, when the Rambam says the reason that's not ra'i la'achila, is that the real reason? Or is that just a simen that it's not bechlal basar? Right? If it's just a simen that it's not bechlal basar, someone could argue that something is mamish basar, there's going to be no heter if it fully dries up. And that's what the Prima Gadim says. That's, by the way, what the Pisvei Tshuva talks about in Ayis Chaf, carmine. You guys know what carmine is? Carmine is a dye, it's really gross actually, that you take like a certain type of ant and you dry the ant in Gansen and it becomes really red and you can use it as like food coloring. You can Google this, like Wikipedia, Mamish knows, Kol HaTorah Kula. Right? So, carmine is a big discussion in the Pisvei Tshuva. Can you be made? Well, because that's the same Shaila of, what's it called? That's the same Shaila of, if I have the Basar Mamish, that's this Yavish Legamre, does it become mutter? It's the bug itself. The carmine is the bug itself. But last week, someone just randomly texted me, like, there's a product that has carmine in it. Is it mutter? I don't know why the guy like texted me the shadow. Okay, but the point is,
what are you telling?
No, okay. It's not water. Even though the Pisvei Tshuva sounds like he's meikos, I'm quoting the Tiferes Tzvi and the other Acharonim. I think the later poskim are machmir on the carmine. Yeah. Rabbi Aaron Cutler in his Tshuva wants to say azai. He's inclined, lahalacha, that the real din of...
So we don't pass on like that shot, is what you're saying?
That would be the pashtus. That would be the pashtus that we pass like the Prima Godem. Again, there might be room to distinguish between the cases, between when you have... But yes, that's the pashtus.
What?
Wait. Not for today. Rav Aaron is convinced that the real svara is because it's not ra'il achila, and consequently, when I reconstitute it, it will be aser. And he brings a raya from a shvera Rambam in Perek Chesam Achalaisa Suras. Gid Hanosha, we pass an Ein Megidin Nos in time. That means, is a special Gzeres HaKosa, that Gid Hanosha is aser. But fundamentally, the gid doesn't transmit any flavor. This machlokes, whether yesh beginim nosin tam or im beginim nosin tam, that probably means that there's a tam kolch that emanates from the gid. And there's a machlokes in the shiurim, whether this is called tam or it's not called tam. So you pass an im beginim nosin tam. Nonetheless, the Rambam writes, if a person eats gid hanosha shal nevela, o shal trefa, yirchayev shtayim. Yechayev for gid, and yechayev for nevela and trefa, etc. Mitoshen nichlal beiser she'ar gufa shayam mutter nichlal gam hagid v'naisav olav iser acher. And basically, the Rambam tells me that gid hanosha of nevela am chayev twice. Now, why? Why am I chayav? I'm chayav two makos. I'm chayav for gid and for nevela. What's a pshat? If ain't beginning in nice and time, so there's no flavor here. So if there's no flavor, how can I be chayav for nevela? So everyone is bothered by this kasha. Magen Mishnah, Kesef Mishnah. It's Rambam Perek Ches Lachava. Everyone's bothered by this kasha. So Rav Aaron Cutler quotes from the Shar HaMelech. And the Shar HaMelech has an answer. That since you're chayiv klape the din of gid, memela you're also going to be chayiv klape the din of nevela. Since this thing is considered achila for the gid, for the iser of gid, right? Although ain't begin of nice and time, the Torah says there's a iser of gid hanosha. So since there's an iser min haTorah of gid hanosha for eating this stuff, so there also it's considered achila le'inyan gid. Therefore, it's considered achila le'inyan avela. That's the Shah HaMalach's answer. Reb Aaron takes this answer and he runs with it. He says, one second, that would seem to indicate that the real issue at play, again, I'm talking about Gid. Gid is one of the things that makes it to our Sif Zayin, or Gidim at Samais, Gidim, right? If the Vart of Gid is that it is not Bichlau Behema, and it's just a Gezeres HaKosov that you're Chayiv, so the Gezeres HaKosov applies that the Gid itself, Mitzai Gid HaNosha, is Chayiv, but how can that extend to the Isser of Nevela? The fact that when I eat a Gid HaNosha Shal Nevela, I'm Chayiv Shtayim, that would sound like the p'tur of Gid is because it's not ro'oi la'achila. And therefore, the Torah says, even though it's not ro'oi la'achila usually, but by Gid HaNosha, it is achila. And once it's considered achila for Gid HaNosha, I can say, oh, it's a ma'isa achila for Gid, so it's also ma'isa achila for Nevela. So it's Reb Aaron, it's mavur in this Rambam, that Gid HaNosha, which is part of my whole sequence, or Gidim Atzamais, it's mavur that the din is out the fact that it's not Raila Achila. Man, it's good. No? It's because it's out, not Raila Achila. Memela, right? In a case that the Torah says this Gid is an Ochel, when the Torah says, I am Chaya for chewing on this Gid HaNosha, so Memela, the Nevela, is also, you can't say it's a Mais Achila for Duh, Nishtvar Duh. That doesn't make sense. However, says Reb Aaron, it's Mavuar in the Rambam that Gid HaNosha, it's Mavuar in the Rambam that Gidin is based on the Surah of Eino Rai L'Achila. That's Reb Aaron's main proof, this Rambam. Based on this, Reb Aaron writes paragraph upon paragraph, trying to deflect every other raya that the Achronim discuss, and he's convinced that the lomdis of the heterim of Or, Gidim, Atzomais, etc., is that it is not Rai L'Achila. Consequently, when gelatin becomes Rai L'Achila, it's going to be Usser. Based on this, Reb Shimon Eider founded the English language halacha book writing projects. So Reb Shimon Eider was a Talmud here in the yeshiva. I actually was the chavrus of my former father-in-law. So Reb Shimon Eider went to learn in Lakewood, and he knew that Reb Aaron assered the gelatin. So he started a business to make kosher gelatin. And that's what he did. There is kosher, I forgot what it's called, Koshel or something. There's like a company that makes kosher gelatin, which is not from the Atzamais of Chazer, etc. It's more expensive because there are fewer kosher animals and stuff. And that's why he established his business. Yes, sir.
So the Rambam's the base of the Rambam,
So Reb Aaron is saying that the real Isser is because it's not Ro'oi La'achila. That would be Siba. And consequently, right, when it becomes Ro'oi La'achila, it's Usser. And I see this Yisoid from the Rambam about Gid HaNosha Shel Nevela that I'm Chayav Shtayim. That's basically the Yisoid of his Tshuva.
Can't say the Rambam was the Chiddush of Torah that normally it's not
Ro'oi
La'achila, but this is
Bosser,
even though it's still
the chet. So, I mean, maybe Aaron is making some assumptions here. His assumption is that what is true by Gid is true by Or at some place, etc. Right? That's one point. But I think the proof is a decent proof. In other words, if what I'm saying is that this chetza called Gid HaNosha is now going to be chayiv, even though in the Gid of Nois and Tam, so that's a chiddush that this chepta alt Gid HaNosha is chayiv, but husam chayiv alt nevela. But if the p'tur is based on the fact that it's not ro'i la'achila, so then I could say, oh, if it's not ro'i la'achila, the fact that we're saying that klapi Gid HaNosha, it's considered a ma'isa achila, So therefore, it should be a ma'isa achila also clapping the veil. In other words, if I'm dealing with the ma'isa, it's easier to extend that ma'isa to something else. But if it's a din on the cheftza, right, it's hard. It's easier to do a palginon on the cheftza. Say, oh, out the cheftza of gid, I'm chayiv. Out the cheftza, out the nevela shiba, I'm not chayiv. Right? But if it's a din on the ma'isa achila, then it's really not shayach to divide between them. Right? I'll say it like this. Your argument, it's not impossible, but it's improbable. Yeah, it's only people from this side of the room ask questions. Unbelievable. Mr. Weiss, yeah.
Just to expand that, from the fact that all the Rishonim and Achronim seem to be in a stash from the Rambam, you would think that...
Ah, good. Right? Now, everyone says this Rambam is like one of the most difficult things in Judaism.
Right?
Right? So... what are you doing? So says Rabbi Ganak in Chelek Beis of his Sefer Gan Shoshan in page 227 and following. Rabbi Ganak says, yeah, maybe the Rambam holds that. Rabbi Aaron has a good raya from the Rambam. But the Balei HaTaisvis, blah, 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 don't hold this way. Taisvis has a discussion in Psachim Chaf Beis where the Gemara is saying what is considered Bechlau Basar and that. Taisvis discusses his Dam Nechla Bahadei Basar. And Taisus says that no, basar means basar. And all the other stuff in the animal is not basar. The Favish and Taisus. Says Rabbi Ganeh, you see, even if Rabbi Aaron is right in the Rambam, but like, okay, the Rambam is a nice Jew, but like there are other Jews besides the Rambam. And that's Rabbi Ganeh's argument. So, yes, good point. Yes, Mr. Pallon Schwartz.
Yeah, I have a couple of questions. First of all, for the Machmir Man gelatin, you mean kosher gelatin, or is that about white tomatoes?
So, I think if you are Machmir on gelatin, you assume that's going to be pariv anyway. What?
It should be
Aser Mitzrabana. That's what would emerge from Sif Zion. Yeah. So, pariv in the sense of not making me fleshing. For sure, because becoming fleshig is based on whether there's tam basar.
Right,
but it might be usher to use that substance, let's say, in milk, right? It might be usher to use this gelatin and cook it in milk. Yeah, in a hanami.
Okay.
Again, this is totally in the conversation I had yesterday about Mitzaferes Lamoshe, about whether this is basar b'chalav midrabbana and does it apply to the Isser Bishol or not,
right?
We'll bracket that, yes.
If we're mocking about dry and would be bone dry meat, isn't that a spirit of gelatin? Because the idea of being possible, you're going against the Shah, we're saying that it's a simmon, right? We're saying that it's just a simmon to be, so are we just holding by both? So this is why we're going to need other svaras to be made on gelatin, and you gotta hold for a few minutes.
But yes, if it would just be the way Rabbi Aaron Cutler sets it up, that there's like this one chakira, so then I'd be trouble. But Baruch Hashem, I have more to
say. Last question, sorry. Is he saying that when the Gita Nasha is a proof that he brings, but is it the action of your eating it which proves that it becomes food, or is it that there's an Isser Achila which proves that it becomes food?
There is an Isser Achila on Gid Hanasha. I would have thought that there's no Isser Achila on Gid Hanasha. Why not? Well, Zakt, one possibility in the Rambam, I would think that there's no Isser Achila on Gid Hanasha because it's not a Maisa Achila. If that's the case, what the Torah is being mechadesh is that by gid hanasha, this thing, which otherwise, like an ordinary gid, is not a ma'isa achila. By gid hanasha being mechadesh, it is a ma'isa achila. What's a mechadesh? By gid hanasha, it is a ma'isa achila, so therefore that can carry over that by nevela, it's also a ma'isa achila. That's basically Reb Aaron in a nutshell.
But then shouldn't our seed not make sense in the first place for him? Because if we're saying that the Torah is mechadesh, that there is a ma'isa achila, By Gid Hanasha.
There are other Gid, and there are many sinews on the body. There are not Gid Hanasha is like the sciatica nerve. It's like one thing. It doesn't apply by every animal. Right?
So there is no Maisa Achila by itself.
There is no Maisa Achila. It's Eno Roila Achila, and therefore it's also Midrabonan. Yeah.
Okay. And even, okay.
So now, Reb Chaim Ozer is Mako on gelatin. And his reason is largely because it is Yavesh Ke'etz. And he assumes that Yavesh Ke'etz takes away any possible Isser that you would have. The Megillas Sefer, we like him. So the Megillas Sefer argues that maybe Yavesh Ke'etz doesn't help by something which was Yavesh Me'ikara. I think Mr. Pellet Schwartz kind of hit at this like much earlier in this year. But one could argue that if something was not Yavesh Mitzchila, so then there's a real shinui when it becomes Yavesh Ke'etz. Right? The sif that we read about the Ur Hakeva, so it wasn't mamish dry beforehand. So it becomes fully dry, that's an issue. But by the atzamos, very often the atzamos that they make gelatin out of were like the atzamos of Yechezkel, the atzamos of Yavashis already. So making something that was dry, drier, the Megillah Sefer argues might not be a heter. Okay, conjecture, it's a point. The Reb Chaim Ozer proves that there is no Isser on Atzamais at all, right? At all. The Atzamais, certainly when they're Yavesh, are not Osir. And he proves this from a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. You know, the Rishonim are all bothered by the Kasha. What's the Heter to eat honey? Apparently the type of honey that they used to have had like raglay hadavorim inside it. We all know what the question is, like, why would they? Fine. But they had raglay hadavorim inside it, and they would eat the honey. How is that mutter? So the Balei HaTosfos say, Atzamos is mutter in Ganzen. You get the impression from that they are disagreeing with the Rambam. The Rambam is saying that Atzamos have some sort of Isser Midrabbanan. Again, this is very similar to the point that we made a few minutes ago from Rabbi Ginnak. But you get the impression from the Balei HaTosfos, Atzamos are mutter entirely. The Raglei HaDevorim is mutter. Now, there are ways to deflect it as follows. The Rishonim, and this is quoted in the Magen Avraham and Siman Reish Tezayin Sif Katan Gimel, is something called musk. Musk is a fragrance that comes from some gland in the neck of some treif animal. So in Shulchan Aruch, there's a discussion that you make a bore mine besamim on the musk. Different things have different brachas of besamim. There's bore ispe besamim, barath atze besamim. You make a bore mine besamim on the musk. Rabbeinu Yaina says the musk is kosher to eat. The Rush disagrees, and Rush says the musk is non-kosher to eat. Why would the musk be kosher? Either musk comes from the dam in the, what's it called? The dam in the gland of some animal. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, oh, it's an Isser Shenishtana. It was dam, and now it's like this fragrance called musk. Therefore, it's mutter. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. The Rabbeinu Yonah has another line also. Rabbeinu Yonah says, maybe it's not true that every Isser Shenishtana is mutter. Maybe it's only an Isser Shenishtana becomes super sweet is mutter. Apparently the musk is super sweet. And he brings a raya that by the raglei hadavorim in the dvash, the pshat is that anything that's in dvash becomes a din of dvash. Right? Anything that is thrown into honey over time loses its independent identity and becomes honey. And he says that's the pshat in the Tosfos about the raglei hadavorim being mutter. If that's the case, and I'm not saying categorically that all atzamos are mutter, it's a special din in devash. It's not a din in all atzamos. Jeremy, you got a comment?
So it's meaning, what's this like sheer that he's creating? creating about so, things like
again, in terms of what the shear is and how sweet it has to be, and what's considered a big shinoi and not a big shinoi, Rav Shechter in his Sefer Bikvei Atzmon on page 166 has a little bit about this. The Chazan Shin Simin Yud Beis Os Zayin has a little bit about this. Again, these are like Nasata Drachal Shiur emissions. Like, how sweet, at what point? I don't know.
Seemingly, according to Moe, on the other side, you also just put anything in there. So you throw gelatin and also put gelatin in honey.
Right. Again, I can throw a piece of chaser in honey, maybe, and the chaser becomes Heter Gomor. Right? This is the biggest clue in Judaism. Again, I don't know exactly, you know, the details over here. I don't know. Mr. Weiss.
That'd be the top lot there.
The marshmallows?
The gelatin.
Because it mamish changed.
And it's sweet.
Mamish and Gansan sweet. Yeah, like most of the stuff that gelatin is used in becomes very sweet. Again, this is like the same as Safed Rechel Ashira Mishu. I don't know. Rabbi Niyona says musk, and he says devash. Right? That's what Rabbi Niyona says. Look at that Magen Avraham, and so Rabbi Shita Zayin of Katan Gimel. That's the major Marimakam on this Sugya. Now, what we have is as follows. We have another raya that Reb Chaim Ozer brings. And this is a raya from a Gemara in Temura on Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara in Temura says that an Ephroach from a Beitza Trefa is kosher. Okay, remember, a Trefa means an animal that has like a deformity. Okay? The animal has an egg that comes, a bird. Birds have an egg that comes out, okay? And Ephroach comes from the egg of a Beitza Trefa. One would have thought that this is called the Yotze Min HaOser. Right? We spoke about, like, the Mei Raglaim Shel Chamor, that anything that comes out of a Dover that's Oser has the Isser properties. The Gemara nonetheless says that Ephroach of an Ephroach that comes from a Beitza Trefa is kosher. And Zak the Gemara, the reason why is because it is Kevon de Kagavel Hevika Afra Be'alma. Kevon de Kagavel Hevika Afra Be'alma, meaning that when the egg begins to break apart to become a chick, the egg is like Afra Be'alma. And therefore, the chick that comes afterwards is coming like from afar. It's not coming, it loses its entire connection to the treif bird. So the Ephroach, it's ki'ilo, it's ki'ilo born from nothing, right? Sounds like Christianity. The Ephroach, mamish, like, it came from a beitza. So one should argue it's a treif. But no, since this beitza went through the process that it like lost its whole substance to give birth to the Ephroach. So memela, the Ephroach, is going to be mutter. That's what the Gemara in Temura says. Now I should point out that this Gemara in Temura, this line in Maseches Temura, is in brackets, which means it is not accepted by everybody. It's not in all the Kisvei Yad, etc. The Shita Mekubetzus on the side of the page in Temura says that Lishna Achrina B'Gemara. But nonetheless, this line in the Gemara is taken seriously. Says Reb Chaim Ozer, basically, it's Mamash. Like, you can read this Tshuva in the Achi Yezer, and like, this line is like a very big deal. And it's like a line that's like tucked away in Mobis Hotshuva. So Reb Chaim Ozer says, what I see over here is that if I have a substance that went through a stage that it is entirely mutter, it began as a treif bird, but it reaches a stage when it's in gansin mutter because it's ka'afra ba'alma. Then something comes out of it. That something that comes out of it is mutter, and we don't trace it back to the original source. The gelatin came from atzamais. Even if that atzamais, one is going to argue our usher midrabanan, but atzamais go through a stage in the processing where they are mixed with phosphorus and other stuff, blah, blah, blah. Therefore, at that point, they are mutter. Therefore, the stuff that comes out afterwards, mutter. That's what Chaim Moser's argument. Sir?
Can I say something about the veal feed?
So yeah, someone may kill on, if you read my article, someone may kill on veal, say that, although it could be like only say this Sevara by Yisurei Achil, not by Yisurei Hanoa. Right? That by Yisurei Hanoa, even though it went through this stage when it became powder, it could be that by Yisurei Hanoa, it remains. The raya to this Yisod is the fact that the Gemara at the end of Temura, also the same daf on the Amud Beis, speaks about the Yisurei Hanoa come into two categories. It's Nikbarim and Nisrafim. Right? Those Yisurei Hanoa which I should bury, those which I should burn. The Nisrafim, the ashes are mutter. The Nikbarim, the ashes are usser. Well, how are the ashes going to be usser by the Nikbarim? Wasn't there a real Shinui? The Teretz is that no, by Yisurei Hanoa, I don't say that this real Shinui changes anything. That's the basic cheshbon. Again, in Rav Schachter's piece, page 166 in Beit Kriyat Zayin, in the footnote, he makes this point. Mr. Weiss.
Does that like go with the Lama
Yotze Menat Tomei?
Meaning,
yeah. No, that's Yotze Menat Tomei is Tomei, but this is not called a Yotze Menat Tomei anymore because the Mamash changed.
This is called a Yotze? The Yotze Menat Tomei is if you have milk from an animal or, in this case, an egg from a bird, so that's yotze. But this is the same thing, you just chop it up and mix it with it. Like, is that considered yotze, or is that just the same thing that you try to do a shina?
Well, again, is the egg a yotze? The egg is yotze, and that's how this is yotze from the egg. So if Aaron Cutler, I don't know if this is what you're saying, but we're getting late. So if Aaron Cutler tells us that maybe there's a difference between the yotze and the yotze and the yotze. All right, let's take a step back. Reb Aaron Cutler quotes that Reb Lazer Silver. Reb Lazer Silver is the Rav in Cincinnati. He was a character of the characters. So Reb Lazer Silver had the following idea that maybe atzamos, right? You have to think about this like a warped lamdan. Maybe atzamos of a behema have a din of yotzei min habehema. It's not such a crazy idea when you think about it, no? The guf habehema is the flesh. The atzamos are a yotze from the guf. So Reb Lazer Silver was asked this kasha. The whole discussion about gelatin, etc. You see from that gemara that by yotze, we don't say it's considered yotze once it mamish changed in the middle. So why don't I say that the gelatin is mutter out that? Says Rabbi Aaron Kotler, no. That Gemara and Temura is about a yotze min hayotze. And therefore, that's why it's going to be okay. Moreover, says Rabbi Aaron Kotler, it could be, and this is a svar that we mentioned, I don't remember if yesterday or like a few days ago, when the Gemara says that the beitza of this treif bird is afra ba'alma. Says Rabbi Aaron, maybe the Gemara doesn't really mean it's afra ba'alma. Maybe the Gemara means it's like pirsha ba'alma. Maybe it means that it's not just that it lost its status, but it became like refuse. It became disgusting. And maybe that's why it's mutter. But if I have something that didn't become disgusting in the process, maybe that's not a svara to permit it. There is a lot more to say on this topic. Maybe tomorrow we'll try to do an Aruch Chaim shiur, but maybe on Wednesday I'll just be mashlem a few more statements on gelatin. This Chuvin Igros Moshe Chelak Beisim Kav Zayin about the gelatin also. And again, it's relevant for a number of the sugyas. You can read Rabbi Ganek's essay. There's a lot of fun stuff. Okay, gentlemen, have a wonderful day. again.
So
the OU.